blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This Friday, we need to celebrate Armed Forces Day. Our military is always there to protect us from foreign enemies. And to the Army, troops, Navy, sailors, and the Air Force, thank you for your service. We also need to thank our brave and dedicated police for their service. They are being criticized and under constant attack in the press and media. Of course, they aren't all perfect. There are some bad actors, but most are doing a thankless job of protecting us. Nine of our largest cities that have made large cuts in their police force have experienced a 68% explosion in homicides. This is serious. Police officers are turning in their badges. It's a dangerous profession, and they get no respect. In New York City, 53,000 officers have quit or retired. I'm afraid this problem will only get worse. I want to spend some time on something else. Waters of the U.S. Our U.S. farmers were doing an outstanding job of feeding the United States and the world, and in the process, we have practiced soil conservation and land management to protect our soils. But then came President Obama's Waters of the U.S. rule. The Greens weren't happy unless they could regulate not just rivers and lakes, but every dry ditch and lowland. Private farm property. That excessive overreach by the federal government was turned back by President Trump's administration, and farmers and ranchers own the land. It's theirs. And the water law passed in 1972 does not give the government the kind of excessive authority found in the Obama regulations. But now we have President Biden and the Green New Deal. And where will we go from here? EPA Administrator Michael Regan has said, and I quote, he will not stick with the Trump plan. He will reach out and listen to all parties and find a compromise. Well, at this moment, we don't know where we're going from here, but there's a lot of concern out there in farm country. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.